Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Welcome in, DFW. Glad to have each and every one of you on board on this Haiku Hump Day edition of the program. What a day it's been. We've got Dallas Mavericks in action right now. The post-Nico era has begun. I am Fred Davis, the phenom to my right. He's back on my right again. The one, the only, Mr. Blake Elliott, who's got himself a... He's going to be watching a little college foosball in person this weekend. Will you be rocking your UT gear?
For sure.
Icy Whites.
I copped some UT gear at TJ Maxx to decorate the apartment. Oh, you don't like the light on you?
No, I don't.
I think it's there. Look at you. The lights can't escape Fred. Fred's got light phobia.
I just don't like it.
We got to look up what that is. But yes, I'll be watching the game in person, Texas, Georgia. But right now in person, or I guess not in person, but I am watching the Mavs play the Suns.
Are you there?
I am there. I'm watching the Mavs play the Suns, and there's been some interesting developments already in this game. First off the rip, the Mavs are just playing good. That's just a objectively correct statement. Mavs are cooking right now, but
stop right there. Okay. Stop right there, because I want you to continue everything you're saying. But I'm not surprised. I'm gonna tell you why.
I mean, I'm not surprised either.
No, but I'm saying there's a relief factor with these guys.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because when they talked to when the one player came out, whoever the unnamed player was, it said it felt like they wanted us to lose.
That feels very PJ Washington-esque.
I mean, he said, or Daniel Gafford. I can see Gafford saying that too.
Yeah, I feel like it's PJ because PJ already said in this pregame interview that he felt like it was disrespectful that they were chanting "Fire Nico" while they're shooting free throws late, and he hopes it stops. And he was pretty adamant about hoping it stops. So I just feel like PJ wouldn't care.
Well, it has to now, doesn't it?
Yeah. I think you might get like a "we love you, Dumont." I don't know. I don't know what the chat will be today.
I don't think you're going to get me. Anybody's going to say "I love you, Dumont."
First seven possessions for the Dallas Mavericks they scored on. All the points.
Who's the starting five?
Starting five was Daniel Gafford, PJ Washington, Cooper Flagg, Max Christie, and then Brandon Williams.
He will.
Game number two, and he looked great. He dished out two assists to PJ Washington. PJ scored 6 points in the first 2-3 minutes. You had four different Mavs score, and when I said they scored in the first seven possessions, It was four different guys who had scored. The only guy that hadn't was B. Will, but he was dishing out assists. Najee Marshall came in and scored 7 points in a row off the bench. He has just been a igniter off the bench. He's a perfect bench piece for your team. My only complaint, why does Caleb Martin have a jersey? Caleb Martin came in the game.
You know why.
He came into the game before Clay and D'Angelo Russell. So you had Cooper Flagg went to the locker room. PJ Washington went to the locker room, and Daniel Gafford went to the locker room. All three returned, and all three are currently in the game as I speak. But you can tell the Mavs training staff, is taking no chances.
Like, they're back in. They're like, "Oh, we can do our jobs again." Okay, yeah, go ahead and let's go ahead and get this looked at real quick.
I mean, I'm talking about
safe side.
First quarter. Cooper gets hit on the wrist, kind of elbow area, and he has that hurt shoulder. That left shoulder has been bothering him all season. And you see him kind of grab it immediately, and instead of him just going to the bench, he goes straight to the locker room. They put an ice pack on it. He rests for 2-3 minutes, and he's back in the game already, first quarter. Same thing happened to PJ, no ice pack. Same thing happened to Gafford, but they both went in the locker room. It was funny. As Cooper was coming out of the locker room, PJ was going into it. Like, you saw the camera. They were You saw them right next to each other in the tunnel, like, dapping each other up. Like, as one was going out, one was going in. But a great start for the Mavs. They're up 28-22 over the Suns. Devin Booker lighting it up for the Suns right now. He's already in double digits for Phoenix. But right now they're doing a good job containing the Suns at home.
What did you say the score was?
28-22.
28-22.
A minute left in the first. And my mom's at the game. She said this is the loudest it's felt all year. There's a lot of Mavs fans cheering. Apparently, sold-out crowd. And people were, like, in their seats even before National Anthem was
played. Yeah.
Because I don't know if you saw the pictures going around the last couple days. There was 10 minutes before tip-off, and there's 80% of the seats are empty.
Yeah.
Not saying that people weren't there, but
it's a very Houston thing to do, by the way.
They're just walking around. They said this game, people were in their seats 30 minutes before, ready for this game.
Well, I bet so. I mean, look, there's been a collective, you know, sigh of relief from the entire DFW after what went down yesterday. And look, you're not going to find, and I know we were talking during crosstalk with the G-Bag boys about, you know, had we seen anything from a social media or anywhere else standpoint of anybody trying to defend Nico Harrison. And you know, I think there was, I want to say Draymond kind of gave like a half-hearted support of Nico, saying we never got to see, you know, the group he brought together. Doesn't matter. Like, that, guess what? That, because that's the group you brought together, right?
I will say the getting traded group is on the floor right now. Remember how I said none of them came in at the beginning? The Suns are on a 9-0 run because this group just came in. It's D'Angelo Russell at point guard, Caleb Martin at the 2, and Klay Thompson at the 3, and then Cooper Flagg and Najee.
Yeah.
So you got, they're on that, they're now on a 12-0 run. They just hit a 3. So it's, the Suns are now up 30-28. When I was talking, it was 28-20.
We were so excited, and then all of a sudden, the script has flipped.
This is, I'm talking, these are literally the you're getting traded rotation right now.
Yeah, which, you know, and you're not doing yourself any favors, right? I mean, now D'Angelo Russell, I don't know that he has been talked about or bandied about that much as far as getting traded. Now, if B. Will makes him expendable, now I think he would like to have at least another point guard, at least until Kyrie shows back up.
I think B. Will's made him expendable, and I'm not saying he's going to get traded tomorrow.
No, well, you can't, right? I mean, you can't roll. I mean, God forbid something happens to B. Will, then what?
Yeah, no, I don't think he's getting traded tomorrow, but I don't think he's going to make it past the trade deadline.
No, not.
And
I mean,
he was a Nico guy.
He was a Nico guy. And it's clear Jason Kidd doesn't like him. Okay, it's clear Jason Kidd does not like him. You almost wonder.
I'm surprised Jaden Hardy didn't come in before him.
Look, and I've got my look. We've got our boy Degenerate Jake looking mighty First Communion-ish over there in the
looks like my bank teller.
He does.
The goal, man. That's
now,
what I'm going for.
Now go ahead and for the folks. Now, are you on? I don't know. We're still a work in progress here at the new digs.
Got TVs.
We've got TVs are operating. Now, of course, you know, it would help if the clock was in front of me and not behind me, but that's okay. I'll just have to wrench my neck around.
If I
blow through a break, Tim,
I want you to look at
the back of my head.
I want you to look at that screen and tell me what's missing. I've already complained.
Oh, well, we're noticeably absent from the screen of shows here on 105.3 The Fan. So,
and my boy that was putting it up, he goes, "Oh, do y'all have a show thing on there?" He goes,
"No, we're just here. We're just hanging out."
He said it wasn't on the website, so I don't know what to tell you.
Wow. Well,
said I got these off the website verbatim.
Cameron, if you're listening, 877, that's the guy that walks around here and helps everybody out. 877-811-1053.
He's got the black hoodie on?
He's got the black hoodie on.
That's what I was talking about.
Yeah, Cameron with the man bun.
No, he knows.
Yeah, no,
he knows.
Cameron, good dude. Good dude. He helped us out yesterday.
He said, I got it from the website. He goes, I would put you up there, but you're not on the website.
That's
what he said. And I was like, oh, I can't get mad at you then. You can't just make up a picture.
No. Maybe he could. 877-881-1053, 877-881-1053. That is the Frankel Injury Attorney text line. We have not activated a text line machine just yet. I literally just rolled over here from the Mythical High School football show, so we'll get that going here in just a smidge. But more importantly, let's get to Degenerate Jake, who are you allowed, or I don't know what the ins and outs are. Are you on the fan cam yet or no?
I am not.
Okay.
I'm a faceless wonder, you might call me,
okay,
as of right now. So
that said, you are able to come in here during the break.
I am.
Because the camera doesn't stop.
It doesn't.
The break.
No, it doesn't.
Okay, so
we don't go to break anymore?
No, we still go to break, but remember how the other night there was no break from the fan cam?
Is that a constant on every show? There's no longer going to break?
I believe that's well, it's because of the system still.
Oh, so we've got to leave the room.
So, well, I mean,
whenever Carter's here, you go to break.
I mean, we don't have to leave the room. I mean, we're just going to sit here. What's that?
So whenever Carter's here, you go to break.
You go to break. That's fair.
I got a wide open computer screen right here. I could picture it. Like I can control the fan cam from right here.
Well, so we're gonna have Degenerate Jake kind of parade through the studio during one of the breaks, and so that way you guys can see the fit today.
You got to. What's the way to do that, Fred? They can't do it if they're just listening on the radio. How do they do that? How do they see Jake's fit?
I don't know. Tell them.
Dallas, come on, you know
Dallas,
it.
Dallas Fan Cam.
There you go.
On YouTube and Twitch.
Look at you.
Dallas Fan Cam on YouTube and Twitch. Might rip a vape or two during a break
just
as well. You know, never. Who knows? You have to wait and
never
see.
Anybody.
TBD.
You got to be on the fan cam to see that.
But you got to be on the fan cam to see it, all right? So we got a loaded show tonight, as always. There's our boy Cameron bebopping around, posting everybody's pictures, but ours.
And he can't even hear us anymore.
Can't even
remember
hear us
like
anymore.
Walking the halls.
Can't even hear us to hear us lament the fact that we have no
actually,
picture.
Actually, can
I, you know what? I'll tell you what I'm going to do.
Our
I'm gonna,
audio's playing.
I'm
going
to find a picture of Blake and I, and I'm just going to tape it to the television.
Yes.
Okay, that's what I'm doing.
Like a selfie.
All right, exactly. I don't care. You know what? I don't care if we have to draw stick figures and just put a picture, a caricature of me and Blake's face. Boom! It's going up on the screen. By goodness,
maybe little small figures of all of the producers we work with.
That's it. That's it. You know how they do those stick figure bumper stickers or whatever it is?
Yeah. And on the back of your window.
And so it'll be me and Blake and then our little harem of producers.
Isn't that only people do that with like when it's a mom and she's got a bunch of kids?
Mm. Well, I mean, theoretically, I mean, ideally, she'd be married. I mean, do you want a single mom with like four or five little stick figures behind
her?
Those are
my favorite. It's always a soccer mom, and she's driving some white car. I don't know. It's usually some kind of SUV.
She's an SUV.
And there's just a bunch of little stick figures of Jimmy and Carter.
They should do some sort of bet where like the loser has to put two men sticker in like.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
A bunch of kids on the back of their car for like a month.
I mean,
I'd love to see Blake do that on the back of his Charger.
Should that be our loss for the picks this season? Can you tell him to come up with a punishment? He's like, I don't want to do a punishment. I'm like, we're doing a season long bet, and you want to have zero repercussion?
I mean, it's smack talk. I mean, it's knowing that you won.
There's smack talk and everything.
I mean, me beating you is all I need.
Yeah, I don't. I mean, that. You know, you can
well,
give
why
me
not
a,
add?
If you
want
to,
why not?
Maybe you want to give me a smoothie.
No, I need something heavy. If we're doing a season long bet, I need something heavy.
You know, get you a little weight gainer put on it too. Then, if that's what you, if that's the right.
I told
you
him
to
he
take.
Should go to a steakhouse with a blow up doll.
Ooh.
Yeah. And he's like, I'm not doing that. You can do that if you want.
That's a great one.
That's a great one.
Okay, it's great.
Or like we should put him in like a dog cage and pour a bunch of sauces all over him.
Yes. I said you come up with something. He goes, I don't want anything. I just want bragging rights. I'm like, what? Have some fun. The Tolos, it's for the Tolos, Fred.
I mean, that's great. It can be for the Tolos. It can be for the
Tolos. You want zero punishment. You want just smack talk. There's nothing that would convince you.
No, not yet. Food. About it.
Okay, steakhouse. I'll pay
I'm
for
not
it.
Going. I'm not taking
I'll
a,
pay for it.
I'm
not, go
I'm
to
not
a
taking
doll.
I'm not taking a blow up doll to a steakhouse.
I get to design it. The blow up doll and I'll pay for it.
Can you dress up the blow up doll?
Yeah,
yeah.
Yeah.
I don't
naked.
Care.
Oh, no, we're doing both.
I'm not I'm, taking
she's going
a
to be
blow
dressed
up doll in public.
He has to undress her in the booth.
Yes. We're in the corner recording him and we just keep taking clothes off of her. And Fred has to sit there and like Nick and Sam.
Oh my goodness. I mean, that sounds funny.
And you have to keep ordering for two the whole time when the waiter comes over.
That's it.
She gets loud. She gets a little loud and unruly, but she'll have another glass of white.
She'll have another
quickly.
Glass of white. Please, hurry up.
She's about to choke me.
Do you hear that? That's her getting angry. I'd get that in a pump if you've got one. Not a breast pump, if you know what I mean.
You get arrested before you
finish
the dinner.
Yeah, I mean, seriously.
No, you wouldn't. People do it all the time.
Do they?
Yeah.
You know, people take blow-up dolls to restaurants. 877-881-1053. I feel like we have a very diversified fan base. I want to hear from you guys, provided we can get our text messages to work.
We're
going to work on it during the break,
text
okay?
Me and we'll see it, I promise you.
And if we don't, then
into the
we don't.
You go.
Okay, powering down. So Blake and I have tried this new ways to leave the phone conversation without saying goodbye. And was yesterday the first time we did it?
I think it's been pretty successful.
It really has been. It really has been. So Blake says, I'm going into the void, and mine is powering down. And then we just hang up. So two for two on phone calls so far.
It hasn't felt awkward.
You know what? Strangely enough, it hasn't. Now, I think because we had prepped ourselves for it prior to, you know, and he did kind of come out of nowhere yesterday. I want to say we talked on the phone twice yesterday, and so the first time he did just kind of throw out of nowhere, I'm stepping into the void. We laughed, and then I said powering down. We laughed some more, and then boom, that was the end of the conversation. And then the second time around, we were talking about whether or not we were going to listen to you guys last night on the air, and we did the exact same thing. Now, again, I listened to about a segment of you guys. I listened on my way home from doing the 2-6 yesterday with Broadus, and then I caught you guys. I'm trying to think what it was. I think it was the 9. No, that's right, because you guys went till 10. I caught y'all in the 8:45 segment. I don't remember what the hell you guys were talking about. But I'll tell you what you guys were talking about. I'll tell you what you guys were talking about. And I'm not going to say it put me to sleep, but a lot of Stars talk.
Oh, yeah. I didn't participate in that segment. So that's
well, you didn't. Yeah. No disrespect to Trevor and Khaki Kev.
No, it's knowing your role, man. Knowing your fastball is.
Well, and I'll tell you what. I took umbrage, and had I not been half asleep, I might have called in or said something or texted in and said something. But, you know, because I think Khaki Kev read a text like, this is what I'm talking about. This is what this show needs. More Stars talk. How about texting in like,
sense.
Okay, hold the phone. All right, calm down. All right, know your audience.
I also listened to the show last
night. Yeah, go to the Spits and Suds podcast, all right?
I listened to the first two segments, and then I also fell asleep. But I was also tired, okay? I knew people to. It was
long day.
Long day for Blake.
Long day.
This is my second time falling asleep.
Left his blanket.
Blake, where'd you sleep yesterday?
Ask Tim Collins. He found my blanket out there.
You know, and I'll tell you what. As a teammate... and as you
I
know,
got it out there. I was just out of the building.
It's shame on me though, because I saw the blanket and this pillow on the couch. Because you know, I mean, there was nobody here yesterday. But the problem was, I was going to take a picture of it and send it to Blake and like, oh, I found out where you were sleeping last night. I just kept forgetting my phone.
Where?
And, I mean, here in the studio. Mm-hmm. And the other thing was, you were I didn't bother either because you were already
MIA.
Asleep. Here I am, being the good teammate that I am, trying because I wanted to. So now that we're all on the same floor as KRLD 1080, the news side, they were saying, hey, we'd love to get you on to talk about the Nico stuff. I said, well, look, I can't because I'm doing radio right now. I said, but I'll tell you what. Let me get you my boy Blake Elliott. He may be Dave for these airwaves. I don't know. We'll have to wait and see. But let me get you my boy Blake. Here's his number. We'll get him on the phone, and he can come on at 440 and talk all things Nico on 1080 KRLD. You know, get him exposed to a new audience.
He's asleep, wasn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah. Dude, I got home. I didn't even make it.
No answering the phone.
I probably fell asleep at 10:45.
Dude, that's how I am when I get done with Sean and RJ, man. It's podcast, drive home with one eye open, and then just I'm out.
I would sleep at 10:45 and didn't wake up until probably 6.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It makes sense. I mean, look, man, that the thing that people, and look, we're not trying to, you know, gaslight you guys or, oh, my God, this is the hardest job in the world, but that morning show is a grind.
Those listeners, oh my gosh, I was telling Fred, I mean, at least 200 texts every segment.
Y'all are active.
Dedicated listeners on that show. And that was a Veterans Day, so you assume maybe some people are doing other things. And they were still locked and loaded. It was a lot of fun filling in for Sean and RJ with CA, being able to talk to Jerry Jones for the first time, break the Nico news, and just interact with a new fan base. Same for you with G-Bag, getting to do some different interviews that we don't usually do.
We had some crossover a little bit. I mean, people, some of the G-Baggers have heard you and I. They know us a little bit from Crosstalk and what have you. And we've done a couple shows in that time slot, so it wasn't a complete, OMG. And plus, you had Broadus on, right? And people love Tex and Broadus.
Didn't have my back yesterday. I brought it up in Crosstalk. They're making fun of me for having women close.
Let me
all
stop you right there.
Just jump in, pile on Blake.
All three. He was one. He was there, too.
I thought it was Dylon. You were the producer?
No, I was the host.
Yeah. No, but you guys were making fun of him too.
I did stave out when Brian was taking his shots at Kevin's relationship.
First of all, a couple things. One, I vehemently supported you a couple different times throughout the course of the show yesterday.
Talking about the women's clothes. That's it.
The women's clothes. I mean, you literally said on air one day that it was your girlfriend's sweatshirt. Okay, I can't defend that.
See, I can't say jokes no more. People run with it.
I can't defend that.
Do you believe that?
That it was your girlfriend's sweatshirt? Yeah. I absolutely did.
Wow.
Why would you deny that?
Wow.
And then you went on to say, in typical Blake fashion, I make this sweatshirt. Doesn't matter. It's all that looking good. Whatever you say. And so we just, but again, I've grown accustomed to it. To me, it's no big deal.
Yeah, but now people on the text line think I'm like a cross-dresser. They think I'm swapping on them. The women's section.
Now I did. Now look, I may have said, let's get a North Texas
singlet,
women's track and field singlet.
Yeah,
for
I just put on.
I did. I may have said
women's
that.
Clothes all the time. Just pile it on me.
I may have said that. You saying pile it on me after talking about dressing in women's clothes probably didn't help it either. That said.
Supposed to go to break.
Every other segment where there was any kind of Blake criticism and or just anything about Blake, I was supporting you, okay? Yeah. So I said there's a lot.
I'll say it wasn't as bad as what Khaki Cab got in the crosstalk.
Broadus roasted.
I already heard it.
Like, I wouldn't have been surprised if Khaki would have broken up with his girlfriend after yesterday and forced her to move out.
What did he say? I'll give you 7 months. So, like, I'm praying for you.
And he was there. Deadpan. Wasn't joking.
I'll take you to dinner if you make it 7 months.
I'll buy you guys dinner if you make. Who's on the lease? What are you going to do if something happens? Who has to move out? Then you got a cable bill. Then you got to put the light bill. I mean, it was, man. Oh.
I'll be praying for you, brother.
I mean, Broadus just absolutely off the top turnbuckle. But nonetheless, we live to fight another day. All right, coming up next, let's talk a little Dallas Cowboys. We've got plenty of Mavs to get into. It is a Wednesday hump day haiku. Hump day haiku topics are as follows. Not a huge surprise here. No Nico. That was number one. That was my low-hanging fruit. And then Blake with the non-sports topic. What was it?
How to say goodbye.
There you go. How to say goodbye. No Nico. That's going down at 9:40. And then, of course, you guys have basically shoehorned this segment, 10:20, Tolo's on the telephone. But when we return, let's talk a little Dallas Cowboys, Vegas Raiders, lots to get to. Let's touch on what should be a Cowboys victory.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
With TikTok ads, our revenue went up $10 million year over year during back-to-school season. Penn Foster is online education. TikTok is great because the reach is incredible for finding a lot of different types of audiences on the platform. Creator content at scale allowed us to easily develop and distribute creator-led ads. Our return on ad spend for TikTok is 21% higher than the next best channel.
Start growing your business today. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.